working in the lab late one night.
It's coming! From the deep, dark recesses of the mind of
Mel
Brooks.
Love is the only thing that can save this poor creature.
Young Frankenstein!
And I am going to convince him that he is loved, even at the cost of my own life.
This guy means business.
No matter what
Starring
you hear
Gene
in there,
Wilder,
no matter how cruelly I beg you,
that's Frankenstein.
No matter
Peter
how
Boyle
terribly
as the
I
monster.
May scream, do not open this
Michael.
Door or
My
you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand?
I'm sure we'll
do
get along
not
splendidly.
Open this door.
Yes. As Frau Buter,
as the minute
and
of the
Madeline Kahn as
Elizabeth.
What do you want to do to me?
I resolved, therefore, to make a
I'm not afraid
of
you.
Gigantic
kill them all!
Man! Me eyes!
Looks like
yes, I think we could all use a good laugh.
But don't see it alone.
Veins, feet,
don't miss
hands,
young
organs,
Frankenstein, personally
size.
Directed by Mel Blazing Saddles Brooks.
He would have
in
an enormous amount of sugar.
No offense.
You would have an enormous monster.
Get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
What's the matter with you people?
I'd like you to meet my assistant, Inga.
How do you do? How do you do?
This is my financier, Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you at last.
My financier.
Excuse me, darling.
Door, I'll kick you out in the head.
What is it?
Mommy!
Knowing!
Physiochemical reaction between us. I mean, let's face facts.
Yes, Frederick.
We're not children.
No.
We know very well what we can and what we can not.
Dr. Frankenstein.
I think so.
It's terrible the price society demands in the name of fidelity. What is fidelity, after all?
No.
Not fooling around?
It's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you
yes, not I fooling around, but what I mean is not fooling around
Frederick.
Physically,
well, why
or not fooling around
Frankenstein?
Intellectually.
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
Dr. Frankenstein.
I think I could talk to him, Doctor. You know, there is an intellectual question I've always wanted to ask you.
You're putting me...
Well... I guess you got to understand when I started doing the face painting, I was basing it after my cat, Frankenstein. I don't remember my cat or not, Frankenstein. The makeup is based after him. And obviously, we do have a cat in the mix already by the name of Peter Criss, or as other people have played Peter Criss in Kiss. I didn't want to run around saying I was a cat because people would be like, he's not a cat. He doesn't look like a cat, but I'm actually a cat. So that's where the whole face painting thing comes in. When it comes to face painting, I would absolutely recommend Ben Nyes. It's called Ben Nyes, actually, not Ben Nyes. Ben Nyes is B-E-N-N-Y-E, Ben Nyes face paint. You can look it up online there. Yeah, it's the best paint that I use with a little baby powder. You're good to go. Obviously, black and white. Yeah, and I would just suggest if you're going to go around that route, get ready. It can be a pain in the ass every so often. Whenever you want to do the show. So it'd be neat if I could do it in AI. So maybe I can just have my face instead of having it painted. I could just put my face in AI and kind of go from there. So I don't have to paint my face. I would recommend maybe for Dr. Absolito, maybe a Max Headroom kind of look. Maybe a new Max Headroom kind of look. That'd be kind of neat. You know what I'm saying? And that's really about it. I mean, honestly, you just got to find your own way. And whichever way you want to be, today's day and age is kind of unique. You can have a lot of fun with it. So, and I do. It can be a pain though sometimes, but at the same time, a lot of fun. I'd like to get back on, you know, as my character. I haven't done it in quite some time. I actually really stepped away from the whole thing to really focus on a lot of other stuff at the moment. Just going out as my alter ego, Jimmy. So good to see, like I said, people out there just doing things and obviously keep podcasts alive and everything like that. And obviously, much love out to the clowns.
Don't come out the comfort place.
Hi, do you have any like onesie kind of suits that you can wear for medical purposes?
No, we don't carry any suits. No, sorry.
Oh.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, what kind of protective clothing do you sell?
We don't sell any protective clothes.
Do you have a lab coat?
No, we don't.
What do you sell?
Durable medical equipment.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And do you have a recommendation for protective gear?
You can try Liberty Oxygen, other companies.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Happy Halloween, Dr. Dobbs.
Liberty Oxygen and Medical Equipment in St. Louis Park. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I was wondering, do you have any protective gear, like a onesie kind of, you know, like you would see hazmat suits, but not as expensive as a hazmat?
We do not. I know what you mean, but...
Yeah, do you have any lab coats or anything like that?
Mm-mm, nothing like that.
Okay, because I just called another medical store, and they recommended you guys for protective gear.
Oh.
So, they said...
We've never carried that.
Oh. Do you know who sells protective gear?
I have no clue. Okay. I mean,
who sells hazmat suits in the area?
Me, I have no idea.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Ghostbusters! There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters! There's something weird and it don't look good. Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Deed, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Deed, I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Our call has been forwarded to an online
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh. Kids for a little walk.
Yeah?
Freaky and it's ghost. Nice here, but it's gonna drop hard tomorrow.
Who are you gonna call?
I'm gonna call Mr. Man.
Yeah.
I call Ghostbusters, that's for sure.
I just left the voicemail. Did you hear it?
No, but I saw you called, and I only have like 5 minutes because I have to make Alex some lunch real fast. But,
oh, okay. Well, listen to the voicemail.
Hey, good. Yeah, I just, dude, crazy. I don't know. I just can't catch a break, but it's okay. I've had a couple mishaps the last couple days, but everything's good. I'm back on track now. And you want to hear something amazing, though?
Yeah.
So, it's unfortunate for somebody else, but it's very fortunate for me. So, what happened is, a couple weeks ago, a lady was posted on three items, okay? She said, hey, I have these bags of DVDs. Does anybody want them? I said, yeah, I want them.
Obsoleto. And, Obsoleto.
Huh?
Obsoleto.
Yeah, obsoleto. But anyway, I mean, DVDs were so good, but there was like, you know, big bags of them, you know. I thought, okay, cool, you know, this
guy can put the ones
there, whatever. So,
obsolete.
I even hooked up the Ghostbusters on DVD to the projector.
Yeah.
That's how I'm projecting it tomorrow night. So I'm playing DVDs, not even Blu-ray, just regular ass DVD. Anyway, so this lady started posting again. She got back into town, and I said, hey, she goes, come on over, art supplies, books. And I'm like, ooh, baby. And I told Alex was in a meeting. I'm saying, I'm bringing Cedar with me, this thing. I'm going to go get some stuff. I got 2 carloads of stuff, bro. And I mean...
What? Obsoleto!
No, but not DVDs. Dude, like, books about Egypt. Books about... Dude, I mean, I'll have to send you some photos. You won't even... I'm talking like 5-6 bags of like brand new paint sets.
Wow.
Sketch pads, stuff you would buy like Dick Blick or, you know, the, brand new.
Obsoleto.
Dude, I'm telling you, unbelievable. And I said, hey, she goes, no, but what happened is her dad died, right?
Oh.
So he's obsoleto for forever.
Oh, rest in R.I.P.
Without asking show. I know, but she didn't tell me that at first. She's just like, you know, rooms full of books, bro.
Yeah.
Like, all, I got to know them over time.
Mark Twain.
You know, like, LeBron, you know, anybody you can think of, like, the classic people that you would hope to find. Dude, I grabbed, my back is out, put it that way. That's how many books I grabbed. A whole 2 cartloads, as much as I could jam in there. I'm telling you, dude, it was, you guys helped me so much, like, you're helping me all the time for free. Like, you're helping me, like, I'm just helping you.
Yeah.
Some gem, dude. I mean, like, beautiful hardcover books about Native Americans. You know, just the whole spectrum of, you couldn't even imagine. You know, it's all for nothing. Just like, we're like, we don't want this stuff. This is our dad's stuff, and we don't want it. Like, wow, I can't believe it. So I think she goes, we're leaving town tomorrow, but you know, we'll be back handling affairs again. Next chance we get, maybe before Thanksgiving, she goes, I'll call you first. You come over again.
I'm Salino.
I said, I will. I said, I'll be over there with Walter stuff. I'll these books.
You're know? Gonna have to when you have more time. You'll have to tell me more titles. You know?
Oh, I'm telling you, you wouldn't even believe it. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, career, cool books about coding, about
So listen, this is for you, man. This is for you. Can you hear it? The power of love. Listen. Hold on, listen. Listen. Say, listen. You got to listen to this, man. This is deep. I'm telling you. Listen. Power of love is a serious thing. Make a man with me, make a mother man sing. See?
Yeah, there you go.
To the way the light does.
See? True. Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, they were okay. I feel like maybe they didn't know their dad that well or something, because I was like, oh my god. But,
See, power of love, man. That's what I was just playing.
Yeah, it is a curious thing.
It's a curious thing, man. Yeah, see?
But, you know, I don't know. But I am helping. But no, I can't believe it. I was like, dude, you know, they're giving away, like, batteries and stuff. I'm like, dude, you actually need batteries? Like, AA, AAA batteries? Like, you're going to need these at some point. And they're like, we're good. I'm like, all right.
That's, you know, like when Marty went back. And then Doc said, I didn't think about what plutonium we needed to return. And then he couldn't get back, man. He was stuck in 1955, man.
You know what? That makes sense. Actually,
that's the power of love. And his girlfriend signs her number and says, call me. That was back in the day when we had phones for all the young people. We didn't have, like, you know.
No, I can remember my phone number was a 5-digit number.
Yeah.
It was 53240. That was my old phone number. You didn't even have to dial anything else. It was just 5 and then 3240. That was my phone number when I was a kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 5 digits.
Yeah, don't need no credit card to ride this train, see? Man, when this movie came out, it was hot. Yeah. Your eyes.
Yeah, Robert Zemeckis, dude, right?
Yeah, Robert Zemeckis.
It's a great movie. Dude, Alex and I almost did a wedding theme, Back to the Future theme, and rented DeLorean and stuff. It was on the table.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Oh, man. I was going to wear, like, the orange jacket and all that stuff. We had it all planned out, and they were like, oh, is this crazy? And we're like, yeah, it's a little crazy. And we had to pull back on it.
So you feel the power of love.
No, but we still...
You feel the power of love.
When we got married...
Can you feel it?
When we got married, they played double back on a violin. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm serious, too.
No, we did. We played double back at our wedding on it was a fancy violin lady, but she played double back from Back to the Future, just as a nod to, we almost did it.
That's awesome. Back to the Future.
Double back.
That's awesome.
I think it was ZZ Top that did it, or?
I was going to call this, Dr. Venkman's Laboratory, but yeah.
Yes. Dude, I've been watching Ghostbusters. I've watched it 3 or 4 times now, just so I can get in character.
Yeah.
And, yes, it's been... I've really enjoyed it, and it's been so much fun. There's so many great little lines, and, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really catch the adult references and stuff like that. Like when Bill Murray goes to check out the scene where Dana is, like, you know, showing him the, where the eggs cracked on the countertop, and he's like, oh, he goes, is this the bedroom? She goes, yeah, but nothing happened there. And he goes, what a crime. Stuff like that. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I was like a kid, I didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, what a crime.
She's like, what? She's like, and then she goes, and then Dr. Venkman, what kind of scientist are you?
Yeah. Yeah. They're just really funny. Like, or he's like, or when Dan Aykroyd's like, okay, I got a plan. You guys follow me. Then the lady in the library, and he's like, get her. He's like, that was your plan? Get her? Like, what a great, what a not good plan that was. Or like when they trashed that hotel.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's just, there's so many.
Do you like the title I came up with? Do you like the title, Dr. Venkman's Laboratory?
Sure, that's perfect. It's great.
Awesome.
I had so much fun watching that, and I'm gonna watch it again tomorrow night because I'm gonna project it the whole time we have Halloween.
Nice. Ecto Cooler vodka.
Yeah, I'm gonna make. I watched it too many times.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I have it on DVD, and I thought, well, I'll project something else tonight just for fun, you know. But I got my Ghostbusters things up. I'm gonna get a bag of ice and do that. So if any adults come by and they want to have a little, we'll get some solo cups or whatever.
What's the recipe for Ecto Cooler vodka?
I don't know. I have to figure it out. I'm gonna have to DIY it. I'm not sure. But I have some green apple Gatorade. So that's my beginning. But I don't know. I might get some grenadine or I'm not sure. I haven't got that far. And I have 5 pumpkins to carve.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's not it. But I got some really cool pumpkin designs going on. I got an eyeball pumpkin. I did that last year. I'm going to do it again. I got a really cool one where I'm going to cut a potato and make the teeth of this one.
I should really call this Back to the Future because this is really fitting. But that's cool, man. I love your AI designs. And so you're transferring some on your pumpkins? Maybe next time I should go print some out. We just did some pumpkins last night. I'll send you the photos of it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll send photos of my phone. But I'm just going to do it manually. I'm not going to do tracers or anything like that. I like to do it old school. Like, see what happens. You know what I mean? I don't do... But I'm glad you like my AI.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's creative.
As soon as October 1st hit, I started doing AI Halloween for like the last 30 days.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I can't wait till November 1st this guy stops doing this. I've been doing it every day. Dracula's and all that stuff. Mummy.
Yeah, Dr. Venkman's Laboratory. Yeah.
I tell you,
yeah.
Far. I get 10 or 11 every day.
We've got the power now. We have that's what. Why do you keep saying, why do you think I was doing We Have the Technology? Did you remember when I was doing that? We have the technology. Yeah. Why do you think I was saying it?
Of course we have the technology.
Yeah. I mean, trust me. You know what? If I think if Andy Warhol was alive, he'd be using AI.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He would.
I mean, you'd be stupid not to at least just put your toe in the water.
Right.
Take a dip. You know, that's what I said. Like, let it rip. I said that back in the day. I'm like, why wouldn't you just... Mm-hmm. See what it will do. Like, people write me, like, how are you doing this? I'm like, AI, just go check it out. Go to Stable Diffusion or Wombo or...
Yeah.
I wish I could do Midjourney. It seems like Midjourney is the best one, but I just don't want to pay to do it. You know what I mean? Have you done Midjourney, or you just hit the image and that was it?
Obsoleto! I am about to go in Goodwill and find some obsolete technology. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all, actually.
I'm going to go look in there for some parts.
I found some 8-tracks.
Yeah.
I've got the capability to play 8-tracks, don't
you? Oh, yeah?
Can you play an 8-track? Do you have an 8-track player?
I used to have one. That's something that I want to get, yeah.
That's way obsolete. That's obsolete. Dr. Obsoleto.
That's right. That's right within Obsoleto's wheelhouse.
But if you found an 8-track player, he would snap it up in 5 seconds. You'd probably get one for free. You're going to Goodwill, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go find some parts. And once in a while, I encounter other individuals interested in obsolete technology. And they look in my eyes, and we meet eyes, and we know who we are and why we are there.
We're connecting on a
cellular. Yes, one time I made a friend, an acquaintance, and looking in the cable section, because Dr. Obsoleto enjoys peripherals, adapters, and cables of different kinds.
Hey, I have to switch with Alex because she's got a...
voice messaging system. 936 is not available.
Obsolete.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear man. Beep boop, beep boop. Transformers 1982 Commodore. Happy birthday to you.
Listen to man behind the machine. We're calling Detroit. He's probably busy. He's not going to pick up. We'll see. We're calling Detroit. 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 No, he's busy. Well, let's call back. Well, see, we've been calling Detroit. Is this Detroit?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Did I interrupt you?
No, man. I got a massive head cold. I sound like shit today. I've been sick for the last couple of days. So, how's things real? Get it. I was out videotaping the other night at a Halloween event, and the guy mentioned, he's like, yeah, you remember back in the day when we used to be on Commodore 64s?
That's what he said.
So I gave you a shout out, man, when he said it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I gotta find it, man, and I'll definitely send it your way. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I'm rolling tape right now. That's great. Thank you for the love.
Yeah, you bet, man.
Yeah, people remember the old days, huh?
Oh yeah, heck yeah, they do, man. Heck yeah, they do.
1982.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sunday if you're feeling all right to it, man. I'll connect with you on Sunday. How's that sound?
Yeah, it's E and. You know, fiction and kind of weaving stories through some of these things. You know,
cool.
I sent you that message about, what was it? That movie with John Ritter? Oh, God.
I don't remember.
Oh, Stay Tuned.
Oh, okay.
Stay Tuned, 1992. Yeah. It's interesting. It's another like Videodrome kind of TV horror. You know, what do you think about the genre that I just invented? TV horror.
TV horror.
Yeah.
It could go, man. I mean, anything's
good. Oh, man.
As soon as the 90s hit, as soon as I was in Columbia, I basically, that was it for me in television. That was it. I don't really know too much when it comes to television or movies. I know it sounds crazy, but literally that's... And until the internet came along, I really was totally out of the loop.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. I mean, literally people come up to me and like, you mean to tell me you haven't seen an episode of Friends? I'm like, never. I'm like, oh my God, you've never seen South Park? I'm like, never.
Yeah. Well, what about TV horror? Like, okay, so Poltergeist, remember the TV in that movie?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I saw, like, what was it? I think Creepshow did some stuff for a while on TV.
Creepshow?
Yeah? Creepshow was on TV for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they had that little dude or whatever. I know they brought him back around. I don't know if it failed or not, but I know. I remember that, Creepshow. I remember Ted Danson was on an episode of Leslie Nielsen. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
I think the Trilogy of Terror, which was with Karen Black. So.
What about Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Well, I don't think I've seen that one. I've heard it many
times. It's great.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack's Fabo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fabulous.
I was just talking to what's her face the other day. She goes by Will Caroline. She was the girl in the Texas Chainsaw Part 2.
Oh, was she? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she goes by Will Caroline on the internet, so I don't know her real name, but I was talking with her, and I was just commending her on what a fantastic soundtrack that Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2 was, and she liked it that I was really into it. I was like, yeah, man, it was like great. You had Stuart Copeland, Timbuk3, The Cramps, now that they're famous, wow. That Goo Goo Muck, you know, now it's a famous track, but...
Yeah, no, and The Cramps. What year was that?
What's that?
What year was the second Chainsaw done?
That was probably in the 90s. I'd say mid-90s, early-90s, yeah. Right around there.
And they were still using synthesizers, right? And merging with these punk bands?
Oh, yeah. For sure, I mean. Oh, yeah. It was good. It was probably one of the better soundtracks. I mean, Stuart Copeland, Timbuk3. I mean, if you're into that kind of music. Who else was on there? I think, gosh, I can't remember who else, but that's one of the Cramps was on there.
Yeah.
So. But anyways, but yeah, if you want, like I said, Sunday, mate.
Beep, beep, beep.
Obsoleto. It's more fun to compute. Obsoleto. Watching Double Dragon, this is hilarious. It's like a video game movie. Obsoleto. Oh, what's going on? Uh-oh, boss stage. Boss stage. Obsoleto.
Jimmy? Hello, Dragonfly.
Obsoleto.
Don't call me Dragonfly.
Obsoleto!
What are you going to do now? And Remus.
Romulus
Sons
and
of Mars. Yeah. God of War.
God of War.
If you're waiting for an emergency, this is it.
Yeah.
The brothers were abandoned and raised by wolves. Together, they built the great city of Rome. Junk. I could do better without you. Huh? I'm tired of this game. Finally unlocked the power of the medallion. I have music. So, give me the medallion, or Jimmy does.
No.
Yeah.
out of my brother!
Dream on. You kick Koga Pugo's butt.
So you bought Ghostbusters 1 and 2. You're listening to Man Behind the Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, so bought this one. See it?
Yeah.
It's a double feature gift set. It's got some special swag in there or whatever. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the projector on the ladder, I think. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet. We'll have to see. Tonight's my test drive because I haven't had any time to test it, and everybody's coming over tomorrow, but they have kids coming by their house for Halloween, so they can't come here for Halloween, you see what I mean?
So you're going to play Ghostbusters? On the projector?
Yeah, so I got a projector.
That's cool.
And then I have to figure out the sweet spot for it tonight.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
And then what I'll do is I'll run Ghostbusters 1 and 2 as the kids come up to the house and get the candy and stuff. Because we have a big turnout for kids here because I don't know what it is, but our street is a popular street. And our neighbors all have these big displays and stuff like that. Here's a better
What's your favorite scene in Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters! Who are you going to call?
I don't know. I guess it would be like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, maybe. That comes to mind. First thought, best. That's like, dude, like, I try not to think of anything, you know? He's like, what did you do, Ray? He's like, that just came to mind. Camp Wanaconda or whatever, you know?
There's something exactly. Strange.
He's like, no, I'm just trying to think of the most. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And then.
Oh, sweet, dude. Yeah?
And of course, I'll send you some pictures, of course, and everything.
So you're going to have an 80s Halloween.
80s Halloween, pretty much.
Right?
And, you know what's funny is my garage is so spooky that it's like, it looks like I've decorated it all for Halloween, but that's just usually how it is throughout the year. You can't even tell that it's just always that way. Like, oh, that's great, you really went all out. No, that's just how it is.
That's awesome.
Just pretending to be... Here's your Transformers you sent me right here. Look.
Transformers.
Optimus.
Yeah, awesome, man. No, rocking it. Optimus. Yeah. When I sent those, did that get him interested in Transformers?
No, you know what? I kind of took him over a little bit. I hate to say it, but he still has a Wall-E, but the Transformers, I kind of absorbed them out to the... Because the garage is my world, you know. Yeah. Like I have the basement, and I have the garage, and that's my man space or whatever.
Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
That's what I do, dude. I'm serious. Like I told her when we moved in here, I said you can have everything. I'll help you hang up curtains. I'll do all the razzmatazz that you want. But I get the garage, you get the basement, and you can have all the rest. And that's how it works. You know what I mean?
Man cave. Have you heard the episode, the man cave episode? Part of it was lost because there was an error on my phone, and I actually called Apple up. That's a separate episode. I lost the original Man Cave audio when we went into Home Depot, and we knuckle crawled, and we pretended to be Neanderthals.
Oh, my God. Was this recently? Then?
That was lost. So, anyways, I had to re-record a new Man Cave. So, that's what I sent you as Man Cave.
Okay, well, I'll have to check it out because that's too
bad.
Lost a couple of things where I was really upset about it, too. I'm like, oh, no. Like, how could this happen? But it happens. I don't know why it happens, but it does.
Literally. Yeah.
Dude, so I've had such a horrible first part of the month. I've had dental problems.
Oh, no.
Different things. Kurt has, too. Dude, Kurt's are worse than mine.
Oh, no.
But he's only beat me by a little because I went back again. To get my cleaning, and they said, oh, no, you have another crown. So I had two crowns. He had something similar to that, so it's a nightmare. Mm. And then I had my fridge crap out. I had the washing machine. European crap out, the dryer crap out, and I had to refix the hood vent. All four of those things. So I've just been getting clobbered left and right. Check this out. Here's my Han Solo and Carbonite on the fridge. I'm showing that.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, sweet, dude.
Yeah,
when they froze him.
That's my crappy fridge now. I have to move all the cool stuff.
Remember when that was crazy when they froze Han Solo?
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, that's it, man. You're not paying Jabba? Jabba wants his money. No, we freeze you in cryogenic state for years. Seriously.
Can you imagine? Just like, it's frozen until somebody comes up with the money.
That's your punishment, is cryogenic freezing. Yeah. Jabba wants his money. Yeah, man. That's why he sent Greedo out there. Greedo tried to collect.
Greedo,
that's man. Hilarious. Who shot first? Greedo? Who? Come on, man. Who shot first?
Yeah, I got to tighten this up here because this is drooping too low, I realized.
Droopity
too. But you know what? It's cool for you to be like, wow, Jay, you're really going all out. But it's not. I'm just trying to make things cool on a budget. So you can't see much, but let me see if I have a lighter over here.
Monkey!
Well, you can't see it. Well, oh my gosh, darn it! I'm in a light deficit here because I'm spooking this up for Halloween. And, so check this out. Ready? Behind here.
Yeah.
Oh brother, so what I have here, I couldn't find the original Ecto cooler, but
oh yeah.
But look, see this big old, I have this jug for like iced tea, you know.
Yeah.
iced teas and lemonades in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like sun tea. Jar for summer.
Yeah.
So I looked for Ecto coolers, right? I couldn't find it. It's obsolete.
Dr.
Obsoleto. But I did find some apple flavored Fierce Gatorades that are really bright green. I'm gonna do on Halloween night is I'm gonna buy vodka. I'm gonna get a big bag of ice and I'm gonna make some Ecto cooler. Like you know, I'll have to just.
That's awesome. Say, you know what? You are creative. What? You just showed your creativity, bro. Don't be talking to me about no creativity. Obsoleto. Yeah.
Just things I do in my regular life. You know,
I'm talking about
making
art
and making music.
Ecto cooler. Ecto cooler vodka.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's apple flavor too, which is ball. I know, it's good.
Yeah, right.
I know. But you know, I get bummed out because I just feel like I'm just drowning in projects I want to do. I have dreams about these awesome ideas, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, so I wake up to just, you know how it is. It's just, you cannot, there's no way. No, nobody can do it. There's not, it's impossible.
No, it's yeah. Right. Yeah, seriously.
I like your shirt.
Thank you, bro.
I like that. That's your, like, DJ turntables and stuff, right?
You know it, baby. This is me.
I love your hat. Yeah. That's me perfectly. That would be a great. Oh, look at you. You know, scrub a dub dub. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah, right?
Isn't that how it's got diapers? Look at this. Diapers. Look at this. Oh, man. Just totally knee deep in the hoopla. I am Mr. Mom, dude. That's for sure. I'm making those mint green cookies.
Mr. Mom.
But the first batch I made this morning, I don't know what happened, but, like, I overshot this. Because I wanted to make big-ass cookies, you know what I'm saying? Like, the size of my hand.
Wow.
So I was trying to, like, overcompensate. And then what happened is they all overgrew over each other, and it became, like, this big mess. I'm like, oh, my God. Wow. What have I done? It was like the blob came to life, I swear to God. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I scraped it all off. And I put it back in one pan, and I made, like, a pan of brownies, which, actually, they taste good, but it looks like shit. You know what I mean? The next time I made them perfectly, like, you know, silver dollar size, and then they made perfect size cookies. So, the second batch I did good, but the first batch was a debacle.
So, for our listeners who are literally coming from throughout the world, can you tell them how to make chocolate mint cookies for your Halloween's extravaganza?
Yeah, okay, so how you would do it is you take butter, you have to melt the butter. I melted mine overnight. I don't know if I'd recommend that, but I don't use real butter, but it's just because that's what I have.
Yeah.
So you let it soften, and then you have to add, you know, all the ingredients, sugar, vanilla extract, flour. You can add nuts if you want, you know, just all, it's all a lot of preference stuff. But, you know, it's very, very basic cookie recipe. But then I use mint chocolate chips for the, just so it makes it a little more, like, you know, green and Halloween-y or whatever. But it's really just a basic, you can find any basic, I can send you the recipe if you want.
Yeah, I'm just saying for the, for audio purposes, for people like, you know.
Well, let me see, okay. Well, I set it for 350. It said 10 minutes, but that was definitely not enough. I think it took a little bit longer than that. I would say it took about 20 minutes, but cut it off at about the 15-minute point and let it, and then turn the oven back on for the second batch. But you need, yeah, you need baking soda, vanilla extract, two sticks of butter, a little bit of hot water. I don't ever put salt. It throws it off for me, but you can put a little pinch of salt.
Flour. Salado.
Chocolate chips and nuts are optional. 350 for 15 minutes is what I would say.
Oh, okay.
And it's good, man. I'm telling you, they're fantastic. You saw the photo, right? They're perfect.
Yeah, man. That's so creative. I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm doing creative things, but I'm not doing the creative things I want to be doing.
Ecto Cooler drink. Yeah, I know. Well, you could just go plug away on your robot. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Have your robot make your art.
If you spit see my, so I stopped.
Halloween. I like it.
Hey, good, man. Yeah, my Halloween, I've done a run of werewolves and vampires. And
yeah, it's cool.
Spooky cats and, you know, black, whatever. Whatever I'm in the mood for that moment. Crazy killer clowns, you know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Skulls. I've been having, you know what, that's been my only creative outlet. I feel like that's been the thing that's keeping me from, you just go, okay, well, you know, I have a good life. And
there's an eclipse this Saturday. Something's what? Happening Saturday, a lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I think so. Let me look and see. It's something. It's a hunter's moon. Okay, but there is some kind of something. Yeah, the hunter's moon gets eclipsed.
Oh, yeah.
The hunter's moon will grace the skies October 28th at 4:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh.
Don't miss a partial lunar eclipse. I was right.
Cool.
Of the full hunter's moon this Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
The hunter's moon will also see the lunar disc slip into the shadow of the Earth for a partial lunar eclipse on Saturday.
Whoa.
That's cool. And there was already the solar eclipse earlier this month, so that's a really interesting month.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
The total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now we're only falling apart. All I can say is the total eclipse of the heart.
Jeez. I'm a climbing on ladders, dude. It's insane. Moving up in the world, that's what I always
say. Yeah, be careful, man. Obsoleto.
Yeah, I know. Everything's so dusty up here. I gotta get up here. Really bad. But that's what it is. It is what it is. I gotta put the phone down 1 second. I gotta go back down the ladder. Far. But yeah, this will be fun. And you know what I wish I had is I have a bunch of disco balls. I have like three of those plastic containers full of disco balls.
Whoa.
But I don't have any spinners or light projectors, which would be really sweet to have. I wish I'd
Call you Disco Bob.
Yeah, like to get one.
I'm gonna call you Disco Bob.
Disco Bob.
Seriously.
I gotta rewrap this.
Do you remember in the 80s, it was very popular for people to You know what I'm looking at lately? The Cybertruck.
Oh, the Tesla one?
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're not going to release that till like 2026, obviously.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know.
Doesn't it look like a video game?
Yeah, it would be pretty odd driving that, you know, you get a few weird looks. You get some weird looks. Okay. I wonder what it looks like inside. I don't think they've released anything what it looks like inside.
No, I don't know. But they did release the bulletproof photos the other day.
Yeah, I saw those. Yeah, I did see those.
Yeah. But it makes you laugh, because what? It looks like a game?
Looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous.
Like MS-DOS?
I don't know. I would not want to drive it, you know. I would look like a clown.
Hey, perfect for Halloween. Now
the Rivians look interesting. Those all electric trucks that just came out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen any of those.
No, I haven't.
I've seen a few on the road. I wouldn't want an all electric vehicle.
Good D. Hello, weary traveler, man behind the machine. We have, in fact, tapped into a secret frequency, as my French Jupiterians here say. Frequency, we've tapped into it, and it turns out a certain man has been making accusations about you, and so now we have our satellites, should I see, orbiting your premises. That is right, wave out the door, and you shall see what some consider drones. These are, in fact, biological entities. Okay, now, if you can hear in the background, that is indeed one of our biological sentient drones. It is made with the heart and soul, and also artichokes, of cabbage and some other choice plant creatures, dare I say. We do not have the patents on that. That is Monsanto. Right now, there's a bidding war between Monsanto, Apple, Microsoft, and of course, Bill Gates' subsidiaries, not to mention BlackRock, but that is a side note. Now, we are, of course, monitoring you for your own safety, because we do not like the idea of you being hacked or your trash being filtered through by extraterrestrial biological entities.